Recently, the Alliance Defending Freedom sent out a press release declaring, quote, case closed, Catholic nonprofit can keep its doors open to serve thousands of vulnerable Michigan children. The case is called Catholic Charities West Michigan v. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And there is a two-minute film on this story. We'll link to it. And the man involved in all this is the senior counsel, Jeremiah Gallus, with the Alliance Defending Freedom. He joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And, Jeremiah, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jerry.
And just to clarify, I mentioned you as the senior counsel on this case, which is true. I know that sometimes ADF as a group will sometimes farm out work with kind of the partnering attorneys, if that makes sense. But are you full-time with Alliance Defending Freedom?
Yes, I am a full-time attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom.
Oh, okay. And are you based in Michigan yourself, or based in Scottsdale, or where?
Yeah, that's right. I'm based in Scottsdale, so not in Michigan. Of course, ADF does work all across the country on issues affecting religious freedom, free speech, marriage, and the family.
Okay. And so just tell us about this particular case and why is it germane to the rest of us beyond Michigan?
Sure, yeah. So at its heart, really what this case is about is whether the government can force faith-based organizations, including nonprofit adoption and foster care providers, to violate their religious beliefs as a condition to partnering with government or really participating in civil society. And so this case, although it ended up recently in a very favorable result and one we're happy with, it dates back all the way back to 2019. And Catholic Charities West Michigan is one of the largest social services providers in Western Michigan, and it's been serving the community there for over 70 years. And one of the ministries that it provides to that community is through its foster care and adoption program, and it's been a very effective program. And in fact, in the past 10 years alone, Catholic Charities West Michigan has placed about 4,500 children in loving homes. And it did this in partnership with the state. It entered into contracts with the state where it would agree to provide services to the families and children of Western Michigan who were in the foster care system. And it did it without complaint, without issue, until 2019 when there was an election and there was a new attorney general that was elected to office there in Michigan. And what happened after that was they instituted a policy, a new policy, that would require Catholic Charities and other faith-based organizations to place children in homes that conflicted with the organization's religious beliefs as a condition to continuing in the program. So it's either you can continue to serve the children and families of Western Michigan, but you have to violate your religious beliefs, or you need to shut down your foster care and adoption program. And so that's what started this lawsuit 3 years ago, and we're glad to report that thankfully the state of Michigan and the new attorney general there saw the light and saw that this was a violation of our fundamental freedoms and the free exercise of religion.
Would you go ahead and comment on that, and especially bring out the founders, if you would, the founders of America? Did they intend that different states or even the federal government could discriminate against groups based on their religious convictions? Go ahead and wax eloquent. I want to hear it. Name founding fathers here, if you would.
Well, I mean, I think our founding fathers would be absolutely shocked and appalled to hear that government officials are really singling out religious beliefs and saying, if you hold to these religious beliefs, particularly those about marriage, of course, a concept of marriage, an idea of marriage that the founding fathers would, of course, agree with and recognize, that you can no longer participate in civil society. You can no longer participate and partner with the state. And the reality is that what our founding fathers recognized, and they enshrined it in the Bill of Rights, is that all Americans, everyone, has the right and freedom to live and operate their organizations, their faith-based organizations, consistently with their religious beliefs. And a foster care and adoption providers are no different just because they have some sort of partnership with the state in serving wards of the state, children who have become you know, entrapped in the foster care system. So the Constitution protects that freedom. And not only did the Founding Fathers recognize this, our current Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, has recognized this as well. In fact, it's ruled now three times, including in its decision on same-sex marriage, that the government must respect the sincere religious belief that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that no government official should be singling out and punishing Americans because they adhere to that traditional long-held belief.
Would you say that the this idea, as far as the Founding Fathers is concerned, that in all ways they wanted to protect people's rights of conscience, even if they disagree, but if they, you know, have sincerely held beliefs that are not hurting other people or whatever, I guess that would be the rub. Then, you know, the leftists, pro-homosexual activists or whatever would say, well, this, you are harming us because you're not acknowledging same-sex marriage as legitimate marriage. Something like that, I suppose.
Yeah, and the irony here, the kind of the sad state of affairs that caused the Attorney General to do this, is the reality is that there are over in Michigan alone, there are over 13,000 foster children. Mm. And we have an organization at Catholic Charities West Michigan that over a 10-year period has a proven record of success where they placed approximately 4,500 children in loving homes. And so there's nothing that Catholic Charities is doing that prevents a same-sex couple from going to the foster care or adoption provider down the street. In fact, the state itself has its own offices that provide foster care and adoption services. So the reality here is that what the state of Michigan was trying to do was to close down an effective faith-based organization, which would not have helped anybody. It would have been to the detriment of children. And what we were saying all along, and thankfully the state of Michigan conceded to it, is that more foster care providers, faith-based, secular, whatever, the more there are, the more likely it is that children find a home.
You know, that's so interesting, too, because the people that, quote-unquote, you know, clamor for tolerance are honestly some of the least tolerant people around with anybody that they disagree with or that it disagrees with their particular agenda.
Yeah, we do see that, and that, you know, thankfully we have a court system and a Bill of Rights that we can point back to that is supposed to stand the test of time, that is to protect those views that may not be popular anymore in the mainstream, and say that, you know, whether the government agrees with that particular view of marriage or not, the First Amendment makes abundantly clear that all Americans are free to live and operate according to their religious beliefs without facing the fear of unjust government punishment.
Hmm. But you know what's so interesting about this whole case is it's not as if, you know, as I understand you, it's not as if the Catholic Charities was setting out to say, well, nobody from a same-sex marriage household should be allowed to have foster children. They just were saying, you know, we're not going to participate in that because it doesn't fit, you know, our worldview, our view of what is right and what is wrong, according to our understanding, you know, of what God has revealed. But no, you can't go against the new sexual orthodoxy these days, or so it would seem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This case did not have it as its genesis even any complaint filed against Catholic Charities. No one was complaining about Catholic Charities West Michigan. And what we said to the court and what we said to the state is say, look, we have our religious beliefs. Catholic Charities West Michigan has its religious beliefs. It feels compelled to operate according to those. It is happy to and has in the past referred same-sex couples or even unmarried couples to other agencies that do not have, religious beliefs or don't share the religious beliefs that Catholic Charities West Michigan does. So it was never about whether a same-sex couple or unmarried couple would be able to find a foster care adoption provider that can service them. That was never in question. Of course, there's plenty available. In fact, the vast majority of them do not share Catholic Charities' religious beliefs. It's Catholic Charities that is in the minority. And all Catholic Charities was asking is, say, let us refer those situations to other providers like we've done in the past and done so successfully, and let us continue to operate according to the very faith on which we were based to begin with. I mean, one of the things about the Founding Fathers, which I think they would agree with and recognize, it's not just about the right that each one of us has, an inalienable right, God-given right to exercise our religious beliefs and worship as we see fit, but religion actually brings some good to the world, and that's kind of a lost message these days. But Catholic Charities is motivated by its Catholic faith, and because it's motivated by Catholic faith, it has helped thousands of families, thousands of children, and that's all we were asking the state of Michigan to allow Catholic Charities continue to do, is to continue to follow the very faith that compelled it to start its ministry in the first place.
You know, that's a very good point, that in this highly secular age, the idea is lost that many of the founders recognize the utilitarian value of religion, for lack of a better term. For example, the one man who comes to mind is Ben Franklin didn't necessarily believe in all the core Christian doctrines, and yet clearly he believed that it was good when people got closer to God. John Adams, later in life, unfortunately became a Unitarian, while his son did not. His son retained the Trinitarian beliefs, John Quincy Adams. But anyway, John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any others." So the founders understood that for society to be virtuous, it had to have, you know, more religion, which was, of course, all on a voluntary basis, not something to be imposed by the federal government. Your comments?
Yeah, I agree completely with that. And it's not just Catholic Charities. We're talking about millions of Americans, people of faith, where their faith and religious beliefs is what inspires them to do their good work on a daily, weekly, monthly basis for the good of their neighbors and for the ultimate flourishing of our society and our country. And we are pleased to report that Catholic Charities can continue to do that, continue to operate its faith-based foster care and adoption ministry in line with its Catholic beliefs.
I understand that the victory terms in this particular case were good. They even included the legal fees involved.
Yeah, so one of the great things here, and I don't know how much your listeners would track this particular issue, but this isn't the only part of the country where there's been a fight over whether faith-based foster care and adoption providers can continue to operate consistently with their beliefs about a marriage. But there was a case last year that went to the U.S. Supreme Court involving the city of Philadelphia and Catholic Social Services that raised this very same issue. And as a result of that Supreme Court victory for Catholic Social Services, we were able to point to that in this case and really show the state of Michigan that they're headed down the same path, which is ultimately a loss in federal court. And they recognized that, and they agreed that if they were to enforce this policy, wow, that would require Catholic Charities to give up its faith, that would be a violation of the First Amendment. And because their policy would violate the First Amendment, Catholic Charities was entitled to attorney fees for having to go to federal court to vindicate that basic fundamental right.
Boy, I thank God for the Alliance Defending Freedom. There's a link, actually, in this radio station. This radio station was ultimately founded by the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, and Dr. Kennedy, of course, co-founded the Alliance Defending Freedom with Bill Bright, with James Dobson, with Marlon Maddox, with Larry Burkett, and a couple of others. And I thank the Lord for that, because that work continues to this very day. Well, we have 20 seconds to wrap up. ADFlegal.org. Any last thought in 15 seconds?
Well, just what you said right there, I want to reiterate. I'm thankful for the vision that those early ministry founders had to set up ADF. It was a time when people weren't thinking about the legal arena, and I sure am grateful, and I think it's been a benefit to the citizens of our great country.
Jeremiah Gallus, thanks so much for being with us. ADFlegal.org for more information. All the best. Thank you now.
Thank you.